Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Akila Lee?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Akila. This is Alisa from Family First. The reason of my call is regarding a patient, Tabora Williams. I have been trying to contact her for several times, almost 2 months, but I have no answer. We consider that it might be a case of fraud, because the first time that I spoke with her, she let me know that she was deaf and she would like to have a text message before getting reached out. I tried to do that the next time, but I have no answer. I contact her caretaker, and he all the time is running errands. He's not with her, or I will call you later, but never it's a call back. Now that I let her know that since we don't have a communication with her, we are not able to provide services, now the caregiver called me back to tell me that she's not a phone person and she doesn't like to speak by cell phone. And she's trying to contact everyone here in the office, opens the phone call, but she doesn't say anything. So I just wanted to notify the situation with her.
So are you saying that if you, even if she is able to talk to you guys, that she won't be able to have services with you guys?
What I'm trying is like if she can communicate with us by call or by text message, but she doesn't say
Yes.
anything. And
Do
for
you
us, we have to confirm information every month so we are able to reach out to them. But the caregiver also, once that I called, was very angry that he doesn't like to be called every month or be reached out, but that's very weird.
Right. What's funny is that I think when you called me 2 minutes later, Miss Williams called me. So I'm not sure. So I'm not I'm I haven't like heard from her in some time, so I'm not sure why she called, but maybe it has to do with you reaching out to her. So I'm not sure if
Yeah,
I
as soon
can
as
like.
I let her know, like, you are gonna be involved and the situation, the services can be suspended, she start to calling everyone.
Ah, yes, I see. Right. So.
What I think is that you can speak with her and let her know, like, the importance of having communication with us so the services can be being
Right.
provided.
Okay. Yes. And so going forward, once I tell her that, what is the next step afterwards?
She can contact me back, and as soon as we reestablish communication, she can have the services.
Okay, and this is the best number to reach you?
Yeah, this is my phone number, also my text message or email.
Okay. Can I have your name?
Yeah,
Sure.
Alisa.
Okay. How do you spell that? Sorry, it's a little hard to
No worry,
it's like a messed up.
A L Y S S A.
Okay. Family first. Family first. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, have a great day.
You too, thanks. Bye-bye.